That's why they're so anti-abortion, because all those babies that didn't get aborted are future dead soldiers.
What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
I'm sick of being here on a Saturday night. I'm Josh Hadley. You know who is maybe not sick of being here on a Saturday night, but is sick of being here whenever you're listening to it, is probably the cat.
Yeah, absolutely. Wait, what?
Drunken McFrog is here again this week. Thank you, Michigan J, for showing up again, Charlie.
What is this drunken? What's the point of quitting drinking if I'm still gonna be called drunk when I fuck up? Sometimes I'm just dumb.
I can't follow that. So you're right. Sometimes you are just dumb. But you know what's
Thank
not
you.
Dumb? Going to AdamandEve.com. You go there and you use the promo code WHAT to get 10 free gifts on top of whatever you're on top of. You get 6 free DVDs, a free mystery gift, a gift for him, a gift for her, and free U.S. shipping. That's not a dumb deal. You know what is dumb, though, is this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You are
Charlie?
Knocking these segues out of the park, by the way.
I'm a fucking professional, damn it. Charlie, I have to ask you, were you ever in Akron, Ohio?
I was never in Akron, Ohio.
Kat, did you think if you hadn't have seen the face of the Akron, Ohio car pooper that you were wondering, Charlie does have a Taco Bell right down the block from him?
God damn it. Okay, so first it's the ambulance strip club guy, and now there's a car pooper who looks like me?
Everybody looks like Charlie. Or does Charlie look like everybody?
Shit, that's deep,
shit,
man.
Shit, that's deep.
Well, in Akron, Ohio, what the police are calling the Bowel Movement Bandit, he always strikes between 4 and 6 a.m. on a Wednesday morning only.
At least he's regular.
I guess. He's pooped on 19 cars.
He eats his Wheaties fiber.
He has pooped on the hoods of 19 cars since May of 2012. Somebody on a security camera caught him doing it, and they're asking for the public's help.
Do they really think someone's going to turn someone else in? I would be so embarrassed, I wouldn't be able to turn. I'd be like, I know who the person is, but I'm so ashamed that I know them as they go around and poop on people's cars. That's disgusting.
Could you say
he's not my friend anymore?
Could you say they would turn the other cheek on him?
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that pun. We'll go with that pun.
Charlie, since you are alleging that you are not the car pooper, what do you think of this?
Well, it's not like a cat on your car. You can't just say, scat!
No arrests have been made yet. Okay, I don't even know, because it's 19 misdemeanor counts so far. I would be proud to walk into court like, yeah, if this were me. I don't know if I'd be embarrassed by this one. Although I am kind of curious to know what the reason is.
The only way, like, the only reason that I would take credit for it if it was me is if I have, like, a magic anus that can do, like, the Play-Doh factory and I could do all these different shapes and stuff.
You're implying that you don't?
Shapes and colors?
No, I can't. I can get soft serve ice cream, but that's about it.
Well, everyone can get that. That's like I said, there's a Taco Bell right down the street from you. Moving off that disgusting little bit, let's go into an honestly disgusting little bit. In Wilcox County, Alabama, a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old were throwing puppies into the air and beheading them with knives and then putting it all up on Snapchat. And
well,
now
I really didn't need to hear this story because now I have a... that's fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm depressed hearing about this.
Jesus.
But see, they don't think they should be charged. They learned their lesson. They know they did wrong.
No, they should be arrested, because if you let these people back on the street, they are going to turn into Dexter or some other psycho murderer kind of psychopath, because that's like one of those steps, isn't it? Like,
yep.
You know you're going to be a mass murderer one day when you are killing the neighbor's animals.
Except, unfortunately, the police chief doesn't agree. Quote, from the information I have so far, this is just two kids being stupid.
That's not stupid. That's cruel and
no, this is
sadistic and, like, it's troubling.
It's cruelty to animals. That's, what the fuck?
First of all, what kind of a sick fuck would think that's cool? Hey, I'm going to behead some puppies with a machete by throwing them in the air and slashing at them. And let's put it on Snapchat, because we'll be cool, right?
Well, you got to
put something
on Snapchat.
We're going to get internet famous for being the worst human beings ever.
Well,
actually, I think I have a silver lining in this. I think this is something that the Christians and I can agree on. I think we should go back completely to eye for an eye jurisprudence. I think that each of these two kids should have a body part that weighs the same as a puppy's head cut off from them. There will be a 1 pound greater or less than margin of error, and I'm just going to start with both of their cocks and cut those off, and they probably won't be as violent.
Well, what do you think we should do to the two Californians, aged 21 and 25, who were touring the Colosseum in Rome, snuck away from their tourist group, and decided to use a quarter to scratch their initials into the Roman Colosseum?
Why was there not any security around there? Like, they should have been like, oh, shit, Americans, they fuck up everything they touch. Let's keep an eye on those fuckers.
Maybe the security guards were roaming away.
These two assholes.
I don't know what would be the eye for an eye punishment there, but these guys are definitely assholes.
What kind of American jingoistic bullshit that says, this thing's been here for thousands of years. Let's carve our initials in it and then take a selfie with ourselves doing it. What kind of arrogant pro-American rah-rah bullshit is this?
I don't know that that's American so much as just being an asshole.
I was going to say, was it jingoism?
Other people would do that.
Yeah, like, was it jingoism or was it just egocentrism? Because I don't think carving your initials into everything is exclusively an American thing.
How about we go to the Oklahoma University chapter of Sigma Alpha Epsilon? You guys know all about the racist chanting and how they're singing about lynching people and how there'll never be a black in their fraternity, right? College went, no, you are no longer a fraternity. Out. It turns out that these guys hired the lawyer that defended Timothy McVeigh from the Oklahoma City bombing to sue the university over discriminating against their free speech. First of all, they violated an oath that they signed with the college. So the college has done nothing wrong. They are trying to say that they have a First Amendment right to be racists and still attend Oklahoma University. My question is, do they?
Yes. I mean, you can do that. You have a right to be racist and be anywhere that you want. When you sign up for an institution, you have to follow the rules of that institution. It's sort of like how if I hate everybody I work with, which is kind of true, I don't treat everybody like shit because that's just not how you thrive in a workplace. So I can think anything I want, but I don't say or act on it.
You're also a better person.
Because I
want to
keep my job.
You're also
is true. I don't actually hate everybody at my workplace, just like two people. But anyway, so that's the whole, like, you have the right to say what you want, but you should have the sense to know what's appropriate. If you sign up for an institution, you have to obey those rules. Shut the fuck up and take your punishment.
Well, it's a step in the right direction in as much as he is a lawyer. There are no steps in the right direction after that, though. I think they probably hired the wrong lawyer, and they were probably wrong to hire a lawyer to begin with, because I agree with Kat. If it violates the policies of the college, or more importantly, the policies of a contract that you signed, then no one's going to give a fuck about your First Amendment right to be a racist. But I think the broader point is, if they're already in college and they're still racist, then they're not being educated. College is not doing them any good anyway, so fuck them. I mean, this is another story where I'm trying to find somebody to sympathize with, and I got nothing.
How about we go to the bus system? Do you think it's right when CAT's chief executive, Bob Mirabito said, most people are not using the bus system because there are too many black drivers, and white people are afraid to get on a bus driven by a black person. And now he's saying that, oh my God, that was totally taken out of context. I didn't mean that in a racial way.
What kind of a way did he think it was going to be taken, if not racial, by implying that black people can't drive?
No, he wasn't implying black people can't drive. He was implying white people don't want to get on a bus driven by a black person because white people are inherently racist, and white people are the majority of the people who ride the bus, so we need to hire more white drivers because white people will ride the bus more.
Is that really true? Do more white people ride the bus? Because I don't ride the bus, so I have no frame of reference here.
Me either. I don't ride the bus either, but I'm going to quote from him. I apologize. It was never my intention to offend anyone, and I'm sorry that my comments on a recent podcast have distracted our community from our continued push to move our transit system forward. My commitment, heard in its entirety, is not racially motivated, and I apologize that this impression was given to the people. Do you buy that?
I just don't understand where he thinks that his... No, like, seriously, you brought race into it. How did you expect people not to take that as a racial thing? An idiot. Some people just should not be allowed to talk in public.
But it does prove that this whole racism is over thing is stupid, because it's not over.
There will always be racism for as long as there are racists. And that guy and the University of what was it, Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
As long as there's racists, there's always going to be racism, especially when people have like social media, podcasts, that sort of thing. Everybody has a public forum now to say whatever the fuck they want. We three do it every week.
So they do.
I think there's always going to be racism. Speaking about this specifically, though, Jowski and I ride the bus in Pueblo, Colorado all the time. Whenever I'm riding the bus, it's because I don't have transportation and I'm not having the best run of good luck. So I could give two shits what race the driver is. I don't even care if it's a dog. I'm getting on that bus. If I make it, fine. If not, then it makes sense.
I would care a little if it's a dog because they can't tell the difference between a green light and a red light.
Well, that is true. It's all shades of gray with them. I think a dog could follow traffic lights. Hell yeah. It's going to take a lot of snossages, but you can teach dogs to ride buses. I'm glad I was able to change the subject from what we were talking about to dogs driving buses. Let's make it happen, America.
I'm going to swing it back, though. How about we talk about the NYPD editing Wikipedia to remove the racism angle out of famous shootings? NYPD headquarters ISP was traced from Wikipedia from deleting Wikipedia entries for Eric Garner, Sean Bell, and Amadou Diallo. So they found 85 different instances where someone from the NYPD's headquarters went and deleted Wikipedia entries about NYPD police brutality. Are they trying to edit history, or was this just a really ill-advised attempt at public relations?
Maybe a little bit of both. This is why, like, there's a cyber crimes division and stuff, because they know how to say, you know, like, not get traced back when they decide to edit Wikipedia. But I feel like this was somebody's idea that, like, okay, we need to save face a little bit here. Let's just clean up our Wikipedia so that people can doubt the validity of something that they read online because it wasn't on Wikipedia. And obviously, these aren't the people who, like, know anything about computers.
No, but it's funny how they're trying to alter it.
I don't know. This is just stupid.
But it's funny, like, some of them...
Right, they're like, they can figure out how to edit Wikipedia, but they can't figure out how not to have it traced back to them.
Let's look at some of the changes that they made, because Wikipedia didn't allow all these deletions, so they just allowed some of the changes. Garner raised both his arms in the air was altered to Garner flailed his arms about as he spoke. Use of the chokehold has been prohibited was altered to use of the chokehold is legal but has been prohibited. And then the sentence, Garner, who is considerably larger than any of the officers, continued to struggle with them, was added to the description of the incident. Almost all incidents of chokehold were replaced with headlock and once to repertory distress. This is literally them trying to go, no, if we change the words, we change the crime. That's the part that offends me.
Well, I mean, Wikipedia is open source coding. Anybody can change anything they want to. So a crime was not committed. I don't know if a cyber crimes division would even bother looking into that.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's a crime. I'm saying it's dirty pool.
Oh, it's definitely dirty pool. It's definitely them trying to cover their ass. But, I mean, it's Wikipedia. They're allowed. Anybody can add whatever they want to. If you're expecting, like, honest facts on Wikipedia, step one is don't go to Wikipedia, and there is no step two.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we get to talk about traitors and religion, because, of course, we have to talk about religion.
We'll be right back. Do you want 100% uncut horror? All the blood, all the nudity, all for free? Then go to American Horrors at Filmon.com. Owned and operated by the publisher of the Jeffrey Dahmer comic and author of Poems for the Dead, Hart D. Fisher. Angela's Trailer Park is on Mondays for their Mondo Monday lineup. Now go now to American Horrors at Filmon.com and experience what real fear is.
Welcome to Heart Attack. I am Hart D. Fisher, and with me, of course, is Mr. Josh Hadley. And hey, we just got notified that Facebook has changed all their rules for posting. And I found this quite interesting, because now Facebook is going to be the new thought police. They are now going to be blacklisting people. Your account will be deactivated if you share the wrong article. And a great deal of this is pretty scary, because while Facebook is monitoring us more and more, and now it says that it's going to be deleting profiles, it's forced everybody to use their real names. And guess what? We just found out that they're allowing other people, like the Mall of America security people, to create fake Facebook accounts to monitor local Black Lives Matter organizers. Facebook will get on you because they don't like what you posted, but they're going to let mall security create fake profiles and spy on political organizations like Black Lives Matter. This is some fucked up shit, and I think it's because of all of the crazy shit that's happening in the news. We don't talk about this often on Heart Attack, but straight up, there's 1,500 newspapers, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, 2,400 publishers that are all owned by six corporations and run by 272 executives. That they control 90% of what 277 million Americans see, hear, and fucking read. And the issue with this is now you have Facebook, which is an alternative way for Americans to talk to each other, express their views, and talk about the politics of the day. Well, it seems that the politics are being shaped and shivved. They're being paid to deliver what they're supposed to deliver. You're not going to see, like, they've interfered with Heart Attack sharing all kinds of different articles, stuff like the new Facebook rules. I tried to send Josh the link to the new Facebook rules, and gee, gosh, the link wouldn't work. Oh, gosh, oh, golly. So, but I could easily send over titty pictures or titty links or bullshit links to some right-wing Republican stuff. But if I want to talk about how the FDA is hiding their key clinical trials of drugs that are bad, and they're hiding fraud in the drug industry, and they're hiding bad drugs, oh, gee, that's a problem. Or if we try to post and talk about the fact that here in California, we're having one of the worst droughts we've ever had in the history of California, and a NASA scientist has said we're going to run out of water in 1 year, yet somehow Nestle is still pumping all our groundwater out into their bottled water brands and selling them around the country.
For the Facebook stuff, they have been getting more and more draconian. Now, everyone's going to say, it's fucking social media. You don't have to be there. And that's true. This isn't like, you know, First Amendment violations, which I've seen lots of people bitch about how Facebook is violating their First Amendment rights. No, it's not. Only the government can violate your First Amendment rights, idiots. Facebook is a private corporation. They can do what they want. Personally, I think this is idiotic, and it's going to cost them more than anything else, because people are going to go to some place where they're freer. For instance, Twitter. Yes, you've got the character limit, but Twitter won't censor you. I can show hardcore porn pics and videos on my Twitter account. Yet Facebook says, hey, that Joe Linsner picture where Dawn has her tits out that he drew in 1989, that's offensive and we're taking that down. All it's going to do is drive people to their competitors, all for the sake of homogenizing their global presence, because someone in Turkey might find something I post offensive and they don't want that because Turkey has a whole lot of money in it. They need to make Facebook safe for everybody, Hart.
Well, you know, it really isn't about that. What I'm seeing is that they're giving two sets of rules. They'll state one set of rules for the consumer, us, and then all of a sudden you'll turn around and find out that, hey, wait a minute, why is all these people being forced to put their real name up and no more, you know, silly Johnny Billy Badass as your name on Facebook, yet they're going to allow the mall security people to put up a fake profile and actually use other people's photos without their permission in the fake profile. And this is also something that's happened with the FBI. They did a sting and they used a woman's pictures against her will and created a fake profile hijacking her identity. And for some reason, that seems to be okay. It's not that they're going after things because of want to make it safe for some guy in Turkey. My objection is that there's a hidden agenda of control. It's mind control and thought police. I mean, you've said it many times, Josh, about the chilling effect of free speech. And we could see that on Facebook. If you post something about Miley Cyrus, it's a gang fuck. Everybody jumps in and they want to yell at her and talk about her. And then if you post about something real, like the fact that Nestle is pumping groundwater out of California when they say we're going to run out of water in a year in California, but Nestle somehow is being allowed to take out millions of gallons of groundwater and creating more deserts and just totally screwing all the people of California. So while they're talking about fining the regular guy, the little guy, they're going to allow this corporation to just suck it dry till it's all gone, baby. And that's the problem I have, is that Facebook has a clear double standard and that it's about political speech that they're trying to censor. It's not about First Amendment. They're trying to control the flow of political speech. They're trying to control public opinion through social media. And they've been doing it for quite some time. They've already admitted that they have been committing experiments on Facebook users. They said it. They have been experimenting. The Facebook owners have been experimenting on how they can affect their users' emotions, how they could affect how they feel that day. Can they make them feel bad that day? And they'll just steer shit on your newsfeed all day long. And those are the issues that I have a problem with, because your average guy, your average kid, has no fucking idea that they're being gamed, that they're being tricked, that they're being lied to. And anytime you've got this political speech, you know, Josh and I already know, they have been interfering with a great deal of the conversation on police violence in the country, right? I mean, haven't you had problems sharing or trying to post from somebody else's page on your own some stuff about police violence? I know I've had a real problem.
I've had some problems with that where, sometimes it's minor annoyance problems. Like, I've noticed when you go to post those, you know how when you post a URL, it'll pull up whatever the first image on that web page is? It won't do that for a lot of sites that are about police brutality. And I'm like, okay, that's a little weird. And then sometimes Facebook has encountered an error. We are looking to rectify this. Please try back in 5 minutes.
This thing about the Nestle really sticks in my throat, because I'm out here in Los Angeles and this is something that I deal with. And you could just see that there's such a clear double standard. And like the FDA, black man will die on the streets of New York for selling a single cigarette, but the FDA is conspiring with drug companies to cover up all the bad drugs they're selling to us and how they knew they were bad right from the get-go. The FDA is caught in a massive cases of scientific misconduct. They're obstructing investigations of the Senate. I urge everybody at home to check out Slate.com. Article is fantastic. Are Your Medications Safe? By Charles Cife. Everybody should be talking about this. This is a big deal. As is the Mall of Security, the Mall of America Security, spying on Black Lives Matter activists on Facebook and being allowed to create fake Facebook profiles, which is really fucking scary. So how many other profiles on Facebook are fake for corporations, so corporations can steer the political conversation, can steer the conversation about how these companies are being regulated? That's the issue I've got with this and why I think it's so frightening, because frankly, what is the alternative for social media besides Facebook that's in that format? Like, MySpace is dead and owned by Rupert Murdoch, which is, he's known for wiretapping people. Murdoch's organizations are known for wiretapping politicians, police, crime victims, famous people. So you can't trust MySpace.
Google Plus is a fucking joke.
Google Plus is a joke. So is there a social media that's private that you can get on? I'm not aware of it. Is there one, Josh?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, guys, on that note, we're at the end of another heart attack, and if you want to find me on Facebook, I'm on Facebook.com/Heart Attack Radio. I'm on Twitter, @Heart Attack Radio or @Heart_Fisher. American Horrors is up. You can watch my horror channel any chance you get over at Filmon.tv. Folks, I hope you start getting active. I hope you hear what we're talking about and start taking action on your own.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. Now imagine your pain is a white ball of healing light. That's right. Your pain, the pain itself, is a white ball of healing light. I don't think so. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. And it's ending 1 minute at a time. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Where you are now, you can't even imagine what the bottom will be like. Only after disaster can we be resurrected. It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything. Nothing is static. Everything is appalling. Everything is falling apart.
We talk about how Republicans have stupid ideas of rape. I guess we need to go to the other side. How about a Democrat that says rape is defined in many ways and some of it is just drunken college sex? I guess stupidity is bipartisan, right?
Who said this?
Representative Ken Martinez of New Mexico.
Wow.
Democrat.
I mean, I'm... This is going to be really sexist to say, but I'm not surprised because it was still a man.
But we can no longer say it's just Republicans that are this stupid about rape.
We can still say it's a lot having to do with what genitalia that they use for their thinking parts. I don't know. Maybe it's an age gap or something where it used to be, you know, like people would just get drunk and do girls, and girls never spoke out about it because women just didn't know to talk about these sorts of things, and so older dudes think that this shit's okay, and times they are a-changin', and that is irksome.
But as you pointed out, it's older men, so hopefully as they die, that idea of rape is just drunken college sex will probably go away, I'm hoping.
I mean, I was just reading a study or something that was talking about how men and women looked at situations that have led to rape and decided whether or not rape was justified.
First of all, rape is never justified.
Right? And the fact that, the fact that any women at all had said, yeah, that's okay. But it was like, out of whatever the sample was, it was like 12 to 16%. But the men was more like 39 was the smallest percentage to like 63% or something. Like, if the girl says no at the last minute, it's okay to fucking rape her, says, like, 63% of all of these people polled, or of all these dudes polled. I'm like, what? God, that's fucked up.
No, I don't think so. And I don't think stupidity is bipartisan. I think it's just part of the human condition. Anyone willing to be a career politician, not all his dogs are barking. As long as he has the freedom to say something that stupid, I'm going to go ahead and say that Ken Martinez from Arizona has probably raped somebody, most likely during college. Now, that may be a wild accusation without any proof. I'm just saying that sounds like something that a guy who raped somebody would say. It's just likely because he's trying to excuse rape. Now, if that is not true, which is, of course, a possibility, I would like to see some proof. But until then, in my mind, Ken Martinez is a rapist because he's trying to excuse it.
Well,
that's what you guys sound like when you say shit like that. So just stop saying shit like that. Next time you have a choice between saying a lot of rape is just drunken college sex and nothing, go with nothing.
Well, I think this is actually deeper. Why would anybody, Republican or Democrat, say anything about justifying rape? They have to know these are they're going to be taken out of context, don't they?
They're acting like they have to pay $5 for every time rape is reported. What the fuck does anybody care about redefining rape? If it's non-consensual sex, it is rape. Done. That is simple. No wonder Congress can't fucking do any work.
The court system actually working for once. A New Jersey man in 2010, he's very religious, he went to an Applebee's, and he got his steak fajita skillet, and he bowed his head to pray. The skillet burned him because of the heat coming off of the skillet. He sued at... I'm not kidding!
I'm sorry.
He's claiming that the waitress allegedly did not warn him the dish was hot, and so when he bowed his head to pray, he got burned. The court said he doesn't have a case. Applebee's cannot be sued over this. For once, the fucking system worked!
Okay, first off, anybody who is too dumb to understand that the sizzling sound that right below your face means that something's hot, you deserve to get burned in the face. I'm sorry, you're it's either that or you have some sort of mental handicap and you shouldn't be allowed to have hot food.
He actually argued that he did not understand the dangers associated with the sizzling fajita dish that was open and obvious, as he argued in the initial ruling. So, yeah, I don't have much more to go with this. I'm just pointing out the system actually fucking worked for once.
I don't have a pun, but I do have a silver lining just for us. I like to think that while he was praying and his forehead started burning, I like to think that for like 1 or 2 seconds, he seriously thought the devil was trying to enter his body and it scared the shit out of him.
You want to talk about scaring the shit out of people? How about Texas? Of course, Texas. We're almost going to need a sounder for Texas at this point, because we don't have a Florida story this week, Charlie. Can you believe that?
No Florida story?
I don't have a single Florida story this week, no.
I guess miss more shows than Florida. Goddamn.
The Texas State Board of Education just approved, quote, several dozen social studies textbooks that add Moses as an honorary founding father to the United States. That Moses is now a founding father because, and I quote, Moses was an influence on the Constitution, and the Old Testament was the root of democracy. They also deleted references to slavery in the Civil War, took out Islam's contributions to the world, and cited the biblical influence on America's founding. Texas is now going to be dumber.
What I don't understand is why anybody had at any point in time ever thought Wow. Maybe Texas shouldn't secede from the Union.
Mexico, no, you can have it back.
It's right there at the bottom.
Just let it go. Just let this state go. It's sung its own swan song. It has to be put down for its own good.
I guess my bigger issue with this is, how, with a separation of church and state, can you teach in high schools that Moses was an honorary founding father and the Old Testament was the basis for America? How can you do that with separation of church and state?
Well, when your judges don't care about the law and the separation of church and state, then they will let shit go. How does someone not step in from somewhere on high and go, no, guys, stop, Texas, just stop. You guys are violating the Constitution by implying that it had anything to do with Moses.
Are we in the middle of a war between Texas and Florida for vying to be what is the worst southern U.S. state? Because they're both down at the bottom.
Well, see, we keep talking about how terrible Texas is, but every week we've also mentioned Oklahoma, and I just feel like Oklahoma's getting progressively worse.
I think Oklahoma's the retarded stepchild of Texas.
Well, I mean, picking the worst southern state is like picking the gayest Channing Tatum movie. You don't even need to decide. They all provide ample evidence for themselves. I will say this, though. The only reason why I don't agree with that is because Moses died several hundred years before the actual founding fathers founded the country.
He also didn't actually exist.
I mean, being alive at the time seems like a pretty major requirement for being included. But maybe I'm just old-fashioned that way. I don't know. If you're looking for another silver lining, they can make whatever changes they want. They can't make the students give a fuck. Well, I mean, to their credit, high school students in 2005 are 2005.
2005? What are we going? A decade fuck? Ago?
You ever get the day of the week wrong? I just got. Wow. Okay. Well, high school students in 2015, to their credit, are starting to realize that none of that shit is gonna matter once they graduate. If they get a piece of paper saying they learned all the shit that a college will require them to have learned, then that's fine. They don't have to give a shit. I mean, nobody is going to actually think Moses was a founding father, even if they start teaching it in a Texas high school. I don't think saying it makes it true, so they should be allowed to say it because nobody gives a shit. It's wrong, but do what you want. If you want a shitty school run by shitty administrators, then go ahead.
Well, what about a shitty country run by a shitty Congress? We can't not talk about the 47 Republican senators who signed the letter to Iran meant to undermine the president. This letter essentially said, don't make a deal with Obama because we are taking the White House in 2016. And when we do, we will not honor this deal. This was treason. Even the Justice Department is looking into this as the legal definition of treason. They went to another country and tried to force a deal out of their current administration's hands for their own political gain. That is a violation of the Logan Act from 1799. These 47 Republican senators, I think, are traitors, and they need to be charged with sedition.
I just wonder, like, how badly do they want to stay in power? Because they're so good at looking like idiots. Sorry, I'm having a hard time explaining this because my brain is fried from the stupidity of everything that we've just said. But they're their own worst enemy. They do shit that makes their opposing party look like fucking geniuses because these guys are so fucking stupid. Like, how is this not somehow a Democratic ploy to take the White House by setting up the idiots to look like idiots?
Do you think that they should be charged with treason the same as if Charlie had written a letter like that? He would be charged with treason. Why shouldn't Mitch McConnell and John Boehner?
I think the Justice Department should look into it and make good choices.
Well, Josh, you cited a really good precedent with the Logan Act. What they did does fit the legal definition of treason. They should all be tried for treason, found guilty, and be subject to the same stupid bullshit torture laws that they allow. I think that would give the whole thing a pleasant sense of irony. The bigger problem is just we need to start electing better people. Stop fucking electing these petty pieces of shit to lawmaking bodies. This is fucked up. I mean, the executive branch is right there on top. The legislative branch is beneath it. Congress is there to support the president. If we have enough congressmen who have a problem with the president, then that doesn't happen and nothing gets done. That it's been happening ever since Obama was elected. This is just the worst example of it.
Doesn't that actually show our enemies just how weak our country actually is when the Congress is openly revolting against their president? Doesn't that embolden our enemies a little bit?
You're right. They are revolting.
To be fair, this thing blowed up in their face hard. Even Fox News and the Daily Mail, Rupert Murdoch-owned papers, are calling them fucking stupid and traitors.
Wow.
This blew up so hard, even the right-wing press has turned on them. The senators involved are trying to say this was all meant as a, quote, cheeky joke. Quote, the administration has no sense of humor when it comes to how weakly they have been handling these negotiations.
The administration has no sense of
humor. This is all a joke. It was meant as a joke, and it is totally taken out of context.
We totally sent this horrible, confusing, and dangerous letter to a foreign party for fun. Ha ha, guys, that was great.
Except the leader of the letter, Tom Cotton, he says, no, this was serious. And apparently he doesn't know even what he's talking about. If we do not stop Iran now, moreover, we have to stand up to Iran's attempts to drive for regional dominance. They already control Tehran, and increasingly they control Damascus and Beirut and Baghdad, unquote. Did you guys notice something weird in that statement?
I mean, he opened his mouth, so that was already pretty weird.
They already control Tehran. Tehran is the capital of Iran. He's making it seem like it's a bad thing that they have their own capital. Does he not realize Tehran is in Iran?
Well, to him, I'm sure it is a bad thing that they have their own capital. I don't think any country that appears to be scary in some way to Congress should be allowed to have any of the amenities that America has. I mean, I could list 50 states that we control. Who gives a fuck?
Well, I mean, maybe he's concerned that Americans don't control Tehran.
That's a possibility. But doesn't this also seem like, considering that John, one of the things John McCain ran on when he was running for president was essentially Iran is going to get a nuke and we need to go to war with them. Then
I remember the Beach Boys parody. It was riveting.
Well, and then the Republicans invite Netanyahu on to basically say Iran is a year away from nuclear weapons. Same thing he's been saying every single year since 1992, but fine. And then they write this letter. Is this not just a telling sign that if a Republican is elected, we will be at war with Iran? Aren't the Republicans doing every single thing in their power to start a war with Iran?
Oh, I feel like this is just the chosen one that they... Republicans feel good about war, I think. I think they feel like they're in control when the country is actively bombing somebody else. Which is kind of fucked up to think about, but I really feel like that's how they think. So I feel like we put a Republican in the presidency, we're going to have a war with somebody, and I don't think they really care who.
Well, I think that's why they're so anti-abortion, because all those babies that didn't get aborted are future dead soldiers.
I think that this is an actual offer that I'm making. If you look at the stock portfolios of all 47 congressmen who signed the open letter to Iran, you will find Lockheed Martin, Halliburton, any sort of munitions manufacturer, at least one example on every stock portfolio of those 47 congressmen. If that is not true, then I will give John Boehner a hand job on TV.
All right, people, you heard it here. I don't know how legally binding this is, and I don't know if John Boehner wants it. But
I think it's about time he had one of those.
He looks like he's a little backed up, yeah. Do you think that even with the right wing turning on the Republican Party for this, do you think it will ever sink in through their head that they are treasonous scumbags and they are everything that they claim to hate, but they're so myopic that they think they are the true patriots? Because that's the way I've seen some of these people justify it. They think Obama, one of the people who signed this letter, said, Obama's not my president. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is, asshole. If you live in this country that he is the president of, he is your president. Fuck you. I think there's one of two options. I think that the people that signed that letter are either myopic enough to believe that what they're doing is true patriotism, or option B, they are so past the point of giving a fuck that they're just embracing how what shitty people they are and doing whatever they want, treason or not.
I think they are too far gone, that they just, they live in a different world where they can say anything they want, and because they hold that position of power, you know, get paid by the right people, they can just say whatever they want, and they're the patriots, and anybody who disagrees with them are the fucking communists. And, there's so much wrong with our country. It's kind of frustrating.
Do you think there's a weird lack of equivalency here, that if the situation were reversed and a Democrat did this to Bush, that they would have filed charges? Because when Nancy Pelosi did something not as bad as this, but very similar in 2002, George Bush called it treasonous, and the Republicans were, yeah, get her head, off with her head. And now they're doing something 10 times worse than what Nancy Pelosi did, and they're going, we are the true patriots. Is there a lack of equivalency here between the Dems and the Repubs in this, in a case like this?
Well, Nancy Pelosi's a woman, so.
She's also just as big of an idiot as Mitch McConnell and John Boehner.
No, she is, but I think that's why the reaction was a little bit harsher. She's a woman in a position of power. They don't like that to begin with, so they're looking for any reason to call for her fucking head.
If nothing else, that maybe the, because if Fox News at all have turned on them, then yeah, they're in the wrong. And all of the media is behind the idea that this is wrong and this is bad. Then I just think, like, maybe the administration and the people who weren't part of active treason are just trying to handle this as best they can, because this is a great opportunity to expose these people for the idiots that they are. But it has to be handled right, because otherwise it'll look like you're taking advantage of a situation or something like that. You want to keep the spotlight on the idiocy of it so that you can keep it fresh in people's minds. And then you can, I don't know, like, do whatever it is that the Justice Department needs to do. It needs to be handled legally by the right people in doing it the right way so that this opportunity isn't missed, if that makes sense.
It does. I think there needs to at least be one symbolic arrest and prosecution. Mitch McConnell or John Boehner or Rand Paul or Tom Cotton or one of these motherfuckers needs to go down to prove a point. Otherwise, I think what we're doing is inviting an open civil war, because that's what we're on the precipice of here. I think this was the first volley in a civil war. He's not my president. That is civil war talk, isn't it?
Well, no, because I think people have been saying that for every president.
Since the actual Civil War.
I think this is a horrendous precedent if this does not get prosecuted, because they need to send a message that this kind of thing is traitorous, and that this is the exact same kind of thing that Obama is chasing Snowden for doing this kind of thing. He's treating him as a traitor, but not Mitch McConnell? Not Rand Paul? What's the real difference? Edward Snowden made the country a better place by exposing all of the administration's lies. Mitch McConnell and Tom Cotton made the country weaker. So why are they not being pursued the same way Edward Snowden is? I just think there's a bad equivalency.
I'm sorry, did
here.
Obama himself go after Snowden? Like,
yeah, Obama's
like,
called Snowden
huge,
a traitor.
Different. Well, that's great, but I'm saying, did he like actively pursue that? This is a different situation, because Snowden is one guy who sold our secrets to Russia, I believe.
He exposed all of our secrets and then fled to Russia for asylum. It's not quite selling
them
our secrets.
And you think Russia's giving him asylum for free?
Probably not.
Okay. Anyway, no. Fuck no. It's Russia. You have to bribe
Wait
somebody
a minute. Are
to
you
get
suggesting...
anything in Russia.
Are you suggesting that Vladimir Putin would only help somebody if he's getting something in return? I don't believe what I'm hearing.
I know. It's like Steven Seagal was right the whole time, huh?
All I know is that
Congress made
me agree with Fox News, so I don't know what the fuck to believe in anymore.
Yeah, there's nothing left. There's nothing left to believe in.
But I think that's a nice tipping point. When Fox News says, you done fucked up, Republicans, I think that should be the point where they go, shit, did we step over a line? But I have a feeling they're going to double down. Like the whole, oh, it was just meant as a cheeky joke. I think they're going to double down on their own stupidity. I don't think they're going to take this as a warning. They're going to take this as digging in deeper.
Yeah, because obviously when you are that self-deluded, you can't see yourself as having made a mistake. The mistake is in how other people see you. It's their fault for seeing it as something that is bad. So it's, you can't change your behavior when you don't think that you have a problem. It's narcissistic personality disorder.
Speaking of narcissism and no personalities, Charlie, where can people find you?
In front of a goddamn mirror. No, Facebook, Twitter, at Charlie McMullen, geekjuicemedia.com. And there was one other thing that I was going to mention, but it escapes me now, so we will get to that next week.
Well, Kat, since you actually are a nice person, despite the couple of people at work you hate, where can people find you?
You can find me when I'm not at work and therefore not as angry all the time over on Facebook.com/NerdsCat and Twitter at LabyrinthCat. And then you can find me on my other shows, Thespian Talk, over on RTGomer.com. And then you can find my other show, Nerd to the Third Power, over on ChannelAwesome.com, as well as YouTube and This Week in Geek. And we are also on iTunes.
It's a lot of ands.
Yeah, we're a big fucking deal.
You know, it's not a big fucking deal, but you could make a big fucking deal would be 1201beyond.com. You go there, order some t-shirts or something, get some old shows, or you can contact this show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. I'll try to be nice to you. I'm only happy when it rains.
Smile. What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.